things that we had any time, you know. But it was just one of those things.
If you had something and then, well, let's say a box of candy, and you eat everything, and your husband comes in and says, is there any candy left? You say, no,
it's all gone. Nary a bit is my expression. Nary a bit.
Oh, we mentioned walnuts. What other kinds of nuts do you have around here?
Pecans. Hickory nuts. Nuts and walnuts. Pecans. That's about all I know of around here.
Yes.
Well, we've already covered the peanuts.
Oh, I understand.
He was wanting the term goober, but I don't. But I'm not.
You don't use goober.
That's
true. You get that over, you can find that around Kingfisher too. And you can even find Gerber. Gerbers.
Well, goobers just don't sound nice to me. They just don't sound good.
Some people make a distinction. They say the small ones, well, those are the small nuts, are goobers, and the larger ones are peanuts.
Oh.
And others turn it around.
The other way around.
Some do. Some just reverse the whole thing. What do you call these little beans that are rather pinkish when they're cooked? Before they're cooked, they're striped.
Well, there's a pinto bean, then there's a kidney bean.
Mm-hmm.
Kidney beans is a striped, aren't they? And the pintos are their little red beans. But I always cook brown beans. Well, now I know people talk about cooking. I'm going to cook a pot of pinto beans. I don't cook pinto beans. I cook old brown beans.
These brown beans?
Brown beans, uh-huh.
Other people would call these pintos, huh?
Mm-hmm. Or red beans. But I could. She cooks red beans. I cook brown beans. But that's what they are to me. They're just plain old brown beans. Yes, they are. Any direction, any way.
Well, let's get back out in the field here and wait for the food.
Yes, what are we going to have to eat tonight? What are we going to have for supper?
What would you call the outer covering on an ear of corn?
That's a husk.
Uh-huh. And sticking out of the husk is...
And that's a silk.
And above on the stalk is a...
A what?
Above it on the stalk...
That's a... You mean the tassel?
Uh-huh. What do you call corn that you'd eat on the table?
Broccoli. That's corn on the cob.
Uh-huh. What did you call this when you were a girl?
Roasting ears.
Was this any special kind of corn?
No, just any kind of fresh corn was roasting ears.
We didn't have
fresh
corn.
We just eat roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. The field corn was roasting ears?
Mm-hmm.
How about sweet corn? Is that anything special?
Yes, it was very special. You can't have sweet corn after
you. No, because it was raised. Usually, sweet corn was associated with just a small garden tract, you know, and you just raised enough sweet corn for your family, but the most of your roasting ears was just plain old field corn. I'm too lazy to chew it off of the cob.
If you can get it good and young, but it's still in the milk, it's hard to beat, isn't it? We were talking about, not talking, beans and things. What do you call this little vegetable that comes in a shell? All the individual things are about like that. Have a little